Hello, everyone, and welcome to our group podcast. This is Morgan, and I'm alongside Aaron, Laura, Lauren, and Jose. We're all here today to dive into some history, but not just any history. On the menu, we've got a chat going on about the movie Zootopia and its expression of discrimination and stereotyping, and how those topics connect to actual history. Now I'm going to start out by giving you guys a quick plot rundown of the movie if you haven't seen it yet. I 10 out of 10 recommend you go and you take your siblings. Anyways, Zootopia was released in 2016 and was produced and released by Walt Disney Studios. No surprise there. Disney's been around for a long time, and this was their 55th original animation. Anyways, Zootopia released in Belgium first, but then was released in general theaters everywhere. At the box office, this movie made a whopping $1.04 billion. Crazy. But to get to the point, here's the plot. Judy Hopps, a bunny living in Zootopia, had a childhood dream of becoming a police officer, and she did it, but she was given parking duty. Moving along, she meets a shady character named Nick, who's a fox, and this guy, he's involved in some pretty shady business. He's a suspect in the town's highest investigation, so there's some blackmailing here and there that Nick does with Judy to get his name out of the conversation. Once the case is solved and Nick's name is cleared, Nick and Judy have such a good relationship, she asks him to be her partner in the field. But there's some major underlying themes in this movie that have to be discussed.
All right, thank you, Morgan. So what were like your guys' initial thoughts about the movie prior to seeing it?
Well, prior to seeing the movie, I'm not really like a movie person. Okay. And I also thought it was kind of too juvenile for me. But a lot of my friends are movie watchers, and they love Disney, so they kept telling me to like watch the movie, and when I did, I was actually really surprised, because it was actually really grown up.
Yeah, like, prior to watching the movie, I have, like, a niece and nephew, so I knew I was going to have to watch it eventually, but prior to watching it, I really thought it was just going to be, like, just like you said, like, a juvenile movie with not much, anything, like, not much major lessons that I could gain from it, but then, you know, once I started to see these underlying themes of, you know, like, expressing, like, discrimination in society, I was, like, pretty astonished.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed watching it. I actually watched it for the first time when I was babysitting, but I really think that all kids should watch this movie because it shows, like, three really important lessons about prejudice. I think that everyone needs to learn that, like, stereotypes can hurt people, prejudice is unfair, and we can fight it so that people can change. And I think there was a lot of language of stereotyping in the movie, like when like Officer Clawhauser the leopard like calls Judy the bunny cute, and it's like you can't call another a bunny cute unless you're another bunny.
That was one of the big themes that I found in the movie, was that in the movie everyone's stereotyped from Judy to the cheetah Officer Clawhauser who eats donuts all day long. Judy is a small prey who is not taken seriously by anyone, including her supervisor, Chief Bogo. Chief Bogo doesn't have any confidence in Judy and starts her off as a meter maid because she is a bunny. Stereotyping and racial profiling is relevant in our society today, and it is a good thing that there are many organizations and advocates who are trying to stop this from happening.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, when I watched the movie and I saw, you know, that the main character, how she's trying to become a police officer, you know, such a well-established occupation in society, and yet the only thing really prohibiting her from doing that was her appearance, you know, the fact that she's like a bunny, and I just found it really interesting because, you know, it's an issue that's being discussed in the movie that has already, like, plagued our society for a really long time. I mean, in 1995 is when the civil rights movement started by Rosa Parks. So I found it really interesting how...
You mean 1965? Or what was the date?
No, on December 1st, 1955.
Oh, 55,
the
okay.
Civil rights movement was started when Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to move to the back of the bus. So, I found that really interesting.
Yeah, I really actually found that a lot of kids actually understand all the unfairness in this movie and the prejudice and, like, the Judy having to do the meter maid work instead of the job she was trained for just because she looks like a bunny and she doesn't look tough. And I think there were a lot of children's movies, especially with Disney, sort of the dark, ferocious creatures are almost always the bad guys and the small, cute, fuzzy ones are the good guys. Yet, there's a spoiler alert, the cute little sheep turns out to be the bad guy in this movie.
So let me ask you something. You said you were babysitting, right, when you watched this movie?
Yeah.
Was it like your niece or nephew? Or
it was babysitting some friends, some neighbors.
What were the kids' reactions to it?
They really enjoyed it. They thought it was a little scary at times, which I think is appropriate for children.
How old are they?
There was one that was around 8 years old and one that's around 5. So I think a little scary for kids 5 and younger. But the 8-year-old really got a lot of these underlying prejudice, stereotyping.
I was just about to ask that. Like, do you think someone at 8 years old, like, has the capacity to understand, like, okay, like, yeah, this is about animals, but I actually shouldn't treat other people differently than how I treat, like, my friends, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, in my research, I found that kids older, any age older than 5, even as young as 6 years old, were able to recognize that and recognize some of these themes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like discrimination was actually really prominent in the movie, kind of like how it's prominent in America today, like it has been in the past. But like the writers did it in a pacifying way that still made the movie appealing to kids, but it also made it appealing to adults because like I was kind of an adult when I watched it. I was like 18. So when I watched it, I was like, wait, because the deuteragonist, Nick, who was a fox, in Zootopia, foxes weren't disliked. They were disliked, they were seen as sly and distrusted creatures. And when the fox went into an elephant ice cream shop to buy an ice cream pop, the cashier, who was an elephant, held up a sign that says, "We reserve the right to refuse service." And that, to me, was kind of like a replica of history during the Jim Crow era in America, when people were allowed to just refuse service to people based on the way that they looked. For example, like during the Jim Crow era, there were signs posted that said whites only, colors only, and places that did actually serve black people that weren't black owned, if they did serve them, they made them come in through the back and they also made them eat in the back. So it was just like really funny how like they got it right on the nail when they held up the sign that says, "We refuse the right to reserve service."
Yeah, I think this movie draws a lot of parallels to like things that have happened in real life, and that's why I like think it's so valuable, because like just like you were saying, I mean, the Civil Rights Act has been established since 1964, which, you know, excludes all discrimination from employers, but yet I feel like the reason why the makers of this movie really wanted to make sure that this message got across to people is because it still is, to a certain extent, prevalent, like, in our society, but in different forms.
It still is prevalent, and, like, back then it was more outright, but now it's more systemic.
Yeah.
So that's how they disguise it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, those are definitely some good points. One of the things I really loved about the movie, though, was one of the big messages I found was nothing should stop you from pursuing your dreams. And you know, they say that a cliche is a cliche for a reason, because it's true. So, like, before Judy left, everybody encouraged her to stay home and just be a farmer like how her sisters and brothers and parents were. But nothing stopped her from becoming a cop, how she in Zootopia. A fun fact is that humans are only born with two fears, and the two fears are falling and loud noises. So what makes us all afraid of everything in our culture? And it's exactly our culture and our outward influences. So if you stop to think about it, we can all learn to be afraid.
And also, one of the other things was like how everybody kind of touched upon, Judy was discriminated against because the way she looked, but nobody took the point to consider that she had a will to serve. Like, she was very, like, avid, and
nobody
just because she was small and cute and cuddly, she was actually, like, somebody who was a force to reckon with, because she, at the end, she kind of cracked the case on the murder case, and nobody, and, like, that's a problem today, because people don't, they judge a book by its cover. They don't try to get to know people before they make assumptions about them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Like, one of, like, an even deeper systemic problem that, like, I can see in society that was kind of touched upon by the movie is the fact that you look at it and the police officers themselves weren't the ones who were actually prohibiting her from trying to obtain that position. It actually stems from the hierarchy that's already been established. You know what I mean? Because if you look at the movie, the mayor is actually the one who is controlling the police department, which is how it works in society as well. So police officers in society, I would say, are not necessarily always prejudiced, but their prejudices can also be systemic, like you were saying, and be basically inside of the hierarchy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the movie also definitely conveyed how, like, members of a stereotyped group must often work twice as hard to achieve the same results as others. And one of those was in the movie, Judy connecting with family and talking about what was going on with friends, and something that we can bring to all viewers in the movie.
To have, like, stronger relationships, that you're trying to say?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But yes, definitely everybody can get better at.
Okay, so I think that about wraps up our podcast. Anybody have any further comments, concerns? No? All right. Well, I'm going to go find another nice Disney movie to watch and analyze. This was brought to you by History 390, and have a good one.